Welcome to the Jay Young Show. On this episode, Jay talks with Patrick Grimes, CEO of Main Street Investing. They discuss the future of oil and gas, why to invest in affordable housing projects, and creating and maintaining a diverse investment portfolio that can withstand inevitable market volatility. Enjoy the show.
The Jay Young Show. I think I'm excited to have Patrick Grimes on today. Invest on Main Street. We're going to talk about Main Street. We're going to talk about how he got involved in it. What does it mean to invest in Wall Street, Main Street? What's the difference? What does he do and how does he do it? How can you get more connected to Mr. Patrick Grimes? Welcome to the show.
Jay, really excited to be here. I've enjoyed our friendship ever since we first met, and you brought me closer into the energy space.
Well, good. Well, hey, you know what? I mean, in fourth generation, I've been around this thing a few times. You know, my great-grandfather had 12 kids. If you're a man, you're in the old business, and if you're a woman, you're married to somebody in the old business. And so I had a lot of cousins, a lot of aunts, uncles, great-uncles, and everything that's been in the business, and it's kind of our deal. I mean, some people grow up in manufacturing, or if you're in Virginia, I'm sure you, in West Virginia, I'm sure you grew up in a different atmosphere than you do if you grow up in West Texas in oil country. That's us. That's what we do. That's what I've always done. So very excited about that. You know, first of all, I want to congratulate you. Was it your first child in December?
Yeah, we just had our first boy, Emery. He's a little over a couple months now. Obviously, just we're loving it to death and having so much fun with this new. And cheers, I've got espresso in hand, ready to go. Yeah. I waited a little later in life than most people, and I think I know why people should get a little bit further jump on it.
So now, is it a second child, third child? What are you going to do? Anything? You going to hurry up through this child thing and get them? Knocked out, or are you going to spread them out? I always tell people, man, you know, you might as well just knock them all out, because you already lose your life. You don't know what people say that's going to change your life, and you didn't really realize that until you really have the child, and you're sitting there with this child in your hands, and it changed your life. But, you know, you've already lost your life, so you might as well have as many kids as possible. Go ahead and have fun, Patrick.
Well, I'll tell you that we're likely to have one more, if not two, and we're not going to wait around. Yeah, we're definitely going to make it happen. Right, we're at that spot in life right now where, I mean, we were living in Hawaii during COVID, and we made the decision to have kids. And so we moved back to Southern California. So we're serious about it, and we're going to make them happen and start our family. And definitely in that place of my career, when I have that location and time freedom to be able to invest and spend more time with the family. And so that's the next era for me.
That's great. Good for you. Good for you. So let's talk real quick. Let's give people an idea of what you do, how you do it, and how did you get into investing? Give us kind of how you started this business and what you guys do. I want to know what you guys did or do, because we want to have a lot of people that want to continue to follow you, and I want to get that out there.
Yeah, it's really interesting, because if you go far back enough, right, my family actually has an oil trust from oil. So there are some genes and roots there that I've lived with in oil. But I was raised up in the mountains in California. So I went to Yosemite High School, mountain boy, and hiking, rock climbing, backpacking, did high tech machine design, automation, and robotics in college and then professionally. Early on, my mentors, the owner of the first automation company that I worked for, said, "Hey, look, you got to invest in real estate. As soon as you can, as much as you can," because his only regret wasn't putting more money into startups and high-tech stocks. It was not dumping more into real estate. So I went head first into real estate, had some ups and downs along the way, and we're circled back and diversified into energy. And our company, Invest on Main Street, which I exited the high-tech business, and I'm full-time in that. It's going really well, and a big part of it's a partnership with you, Jay.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's been great partnering with you guys. You guys have been awesome. I mean, for our project, you know, we're raising, let's say on the program four fund team, we're raising, you know, $200 million on that in equity, and we'll take the $200 million and we'll drill in three or four different places. We'll lease up land and we'll increase the value in each one of those properties, and we'll do it with oil drilling. which I'm very familiar with, done it all my life. And we increase the value through partnerships, kind of like the Trevor Reese Jones. You know, Trevor's a good friend of mine, and it's in my newsletter last week. We talked about it. I talked about it a little bit. But, you know, he did 7 deals, 7 years, $7 billion. Well, that's what we do. I mean, that's what oil and gas is. He just finished his 8th deal for $2.4 billion. So he's off the charts. I'm following his lead and what, you know, I know him, been with him a few times. I like him. He likes me. We get along because we're, you know, country, number one, number two in the oil business. Number three, we have a love of scouting. He's donated $25 million to scouting. I have not done that, but maybe one of these days, but I'd love to give more back more to scouting. And all he does is go in, he leases up big pieces of land, then he goes in and raises the capital to drill them, and then drill, and then increase the value in sales. It's exactly what we do. We're real excited about that. Gives you, you know, monthly income, tax benefits, and also scalability, because our goal is to exit at some point down the road as we increase the value. You know, so this isn't about me, though. This is about Patrick. This is about your wife. It's about, hey, this is about starting the family first. Start the family first. We got the business going. You're in real estate. You're in California. You're not, you got a great suntan going out there, sunny California. What are your clients looking for? What do they like more than anything else? Or what are you looking for them?
Like many of your listeners, I was a high paying professional doing automation, working with entrepreneurs, business owners. And for the most part, most of them were dumping all their money in their 401k and IRA with their employer. Or maybe they graduated into a financial planner, but then they turn around and put them into the same kind of investments in the stock market. Maybe if they went and did really well, they tried to do it themselves and ventured into single family investing or an Airbnb or something like that. But then they find, like I did, that all of a sudden you're spending your time away from your family, friends, and hobbies, trying to be good at some other industry, some other job, when your high paying job is what you're good at, but you dump it all into this thing that owns you, like your own investment portfolio. Right. So I did that for a lot of years, and I wanted to provide options. Once I finally learned to partner and scale up doing larger apartments, I learned how to do passive investments, which meant I can focus my time on what I loved and cared about, what I was good at making money at. That's when I finally got the time freedom. And I saw that by investing in others that were more experienced than decades of experience and a track record, like Jay and like other operators in real estate, I did better. I had my time back. So I'm passionate about helping those people out. And especially with this recession going on, you know, we're at Invest on Main Street. We're looking at providing passive investment opportunities for hardworking professionals, ones that have money to invest. Maybe they haven't invested on their own, kind of do-it-yourselfer, or maybe they have and they want to trade out of those. And so we facilitate investments in large apartment buildings and energy funds that allow you to invest entirely passively and go about your life with extraordinary tax advantages. We're focused on inflation hedged investments, so you don't have to worry every time you turn on the TV about reports of inflation. And on the real estate and energy side, reducing interest rate risk. We use fixed debt or capped debt products in real estate, or in the case of some of the energy funds, some of them no plans to do debt, so that they don't have to worry about that. And these are called non-correlated investments. These are investments that don't rise and fall all together. So you can hang your hat in a year like this year when real estate's in a bit of a correction. They're still good deals. They're just fewer and farther between.
Yeah.
Some of them are distressed, which we're finding. Stock market's down. So where else are you going to? Where you need to diversify? An option is energy. There's some others that are influenced that the government supports you to invest in through tax advantages. So we provide those opportunities.
Right. So what if I was a new investor in California, and how would you say I need to go into oil and gas? Obviously, no, I'm just kidding. This is my show, Patrick, so I can say that. No. But would you say commercial? Are you more focused this year in commercial or single family, multifamily? What, retail, shopping? What are you most, just in real estate, where are you focused in 2023?
Yeah, so what I didn't mention was potentially my first investment in real estate was a pre-development in residential real estate. I personally guaranteed the loan. I was trying to build on it, and I lost everything in 2009-10 because the market crashed. So wow. Since then, I've been focusing on very recession-resilient investments in real estate in markets that didn't see dramatic swings or they recovered quickly because they have diversified employment that have built-in insulation and for market volatility. And so various locations in the southeastern states and Texas fit that bill while also being tax advantage and landlord-friendly. Then you overlay, what are the assets that perform the best? And by far, existing construction, 20 to 50 year old, large apartment buildings, that's over 80 units, really 200 to 300 units. Those are the ones that outperformed for working blue collar Americans. Those are the ones that are the most in demand. When people in a market are moving out of their single family homes, moving out of their luxury sky rises or whatever, they're looking for a lower cost option. Well, there's a fixed inventory of those workforce housing apartment buildings, and they actually tend to have greater demand in recessions. Yeah. So we just find the ones that are run down, people haven't paid attention, they're not meeting market rents, they need to be renovated, fixed up. Oftentimes they're distressed. They had a building burned down while they had a 14% bad debt during COVID, and units were renovated, and that was our latest deal in Atlanta. And so as things line up, we buy it at a discount and offer investors to join us in the investment.
That's great. Good for you. So you're not really... You're just an opportunity more than you are just I'm going to focus on commercial real estate, period. Is that right? Or, saying
I'm very strategic. I'm coming from an engineer analyst perspective. I look at the specific asset class in the specific market. There's really one additional one, and they're for the specific economic climate. Aside from existing construction, workforce housing, large apartment buildings, We're launching another fund this year, which hedges against two major things. One is it's got government subsidized rents. So when you see the housing market shifting and rental rates potentially faltering, and you see a potential recession or stagflation where it's going to be harder for the residents to pay rents, what's really going to be more in demand is affordable housing. So going to affordable housing with subsidized rents gives you a hedge against those faltering potential rental rates because they're government guaranteed. Also on the interest side, we're doing 20 to 30 year debt on this portfolio. And with the states that we're doing a portfolio of 400 single family homes, which we're scaling to 10,000 through this fund over the next 5 years. That gives us diversification in affordable housing, single family, and it pushes out like 12% cash flow a year. So you get that cash flow with depreciation, with low interest rate risk and low rent risk, and it provides for a cash flow when it's very difficult to find cash flow, especially when interest rates are rising and new investments don't cash flow. So that's the fund that we're launching, and that's what's new. So I'm not a one-trick pony on the real estate side. I've done things before. There's a reason I'm in multifamily. And this season, there's a reason why I'm going to affordable housing, diversified single-family portfolios.
Yeah. Okay. That's good, because I haven't heard that in a long time. I mean, I really haven't heard government housing subsidized. I haven't heard those words in real estate because we're in Dallas, and 8-9... just everybody moved out of houses, moved into apartments. And even the guy that's on the back of my book, the Upside of Oil and Gas Investing, there it is right there in the background. But the guy that I took the model of in oil and gas is a multifamily guy, and you couldn't help but kill it, in the multifamily in Dallas, because everybody's moving out of houses and going into apartments and it just filled up. And that was great for that market. And we take the same model for oil and gas. But in other words, what I'm saying is I haven't heard what you're doing in a long time from a lot of different people. So that's going to be great. Good for you. Great. Good for you to think of that and getting that market and raise that fund. I can't wait for that. That's going to be good. really good.
Well, there's no S for the wicked. I mean, we're out there trying to find a product that hedges inflation and interest rate risk and provides cash flow in a year where it's hard to find cash flow. But nobody's doing it at scale in affordable housing because it's a lot of work, right? Yeah. You have to work really hard.
Yeah.
And you have to find the right residents. It takes a lot of work to manage those houses. But we're up for the task, and so far it's working amazing, and we're going to scale it. So that's an opportunity for investors looking for cash flow.
Right, right. Let me ask you this, Patrick. I got my president of our company said, hey, Peter said, you're good friends with Peter, y'all know him. He said, hey, I think a good question to ask Patrick would be, what's the difference in investors in California and other parts? And well, California, I mean, you know, there's a lot of Jimmy Kimmel. You didn't like Trump, obviously. But you have a lot of Democrats. You have a lot of people that do not want oil and gas. I mean, they're like, we don't want oil and gas. But they love the tax benefits and the monthly income that we. So it's a real big market out there. What's the difference with the investors, or how can we help you increase your exposure with your investors? And what kind of message do we need to get out there?
Yeah. So although I'm geographically located in Southern California, our investors are actually mostly at this point, and of course they started out being mostly high tech professionals I'm master's in engineering and business. So I met professionally, they started out being more local to California, but they have quickly grown to be much more diversified throughout the United States. And that's because I have the Amazon number one bestselling book. I speak on stages and investing, and I've got been out on podcasts, that kind of stuff, and I write for Forbes as well. So my investor base is actually very well diversified. I think what oil and gas has to help out the investor base, unfortunately, it has a bad reputation, you know, and I, having had it in my history because of the family trust, I've been kind of confronted with that. And I think it's unfortunately the case. And I try and position, because of the politics that you're suggesting, I try and position, like, the reality is oil and gas is not going away. It's an essential need. And the government acknowledges that. And that's why it's tax advantaged, even today in the time of Biden, right? The bet to invest in oil and gas is not to bet against green. It's actually alongside it. And, you know, I show in my webinars for your investments, the progress. Well, oil and gas has been increasing year to year. So has green at a very minimal rate. It's going to take generations. I think those two run hand in hand. I used to do robotics and automation for Tesla. It takes like 800 barrels of oil, as I heard, just to make a Tesla. And 38% of electricity in the United States is burning natural gas. We'll get there. The technologies are not there yet to go green. But by right now, when OPEC and Russia are dialing back, you know, 2.5 million barrels a day, he's not turning North Carolina or North Dakota into a solar plant. He's going to Venezuela. He's going to another country that is very unfavorable to mine that. So the reality is the biggest challenge is just trying to educate people that it's not a bet against, it's just a bet more for our national security here, and to continue to invest in green. And they're really two different conversations.
Yeah. And I know Tesla sold 1.2 million cars in Tesla cars in California last year. This year, their goal is to sell 1.8 million. So that's a lot. That's a lot of cars. I mean, that's really a lot of cars in California that are Tesla, which, hey, I'm all about it. I was in one yesterday. One of our employees has a Tesla. I didn't know that, but he's fired today. No, I'm just kidding. But actually, several of them do. But it's okay. I mean, we know that it's coming. We know that it's coming. But, I mean, if you took every single car, truckers, I was just on the road dog trucking show all across the United States before I came on here and talked to truckers all over the country, which, interesting conversations. But, you know, you have those and you have airplanes. You know, that is a lot of oil that does not have anything at all to do with it's only like 60%. That's like 60% of our need or our demand for oil is, you know, trucks, cars, trucks, and automobiles, or airplane. So there's a lot of other needs for oil in the United States that we're going to need for a long time. Even though Biden doesn't want to say that, okay, well, hey, if you don't want to agree with that, you want to keep cut, and not allowing us to, I mean, he's frozen in the capital markets right now. When this thing opens up, our assets will be exactly where we need to be with a standpoint of selling, and we're going to have it because we have really good equity partners like you that come in, help us get things started from an oil and gas standpoint. It's going to be great around here when we're selling assets because oil and gas prices are going to go up in the next 3 to 5 years. They just can't help it. I mean, there's just not the oil and gas drilling necessary to put that oil on the market. And if people want to, California, you know, write the check, it's okay. We won't tell your friends and neighbors that you invested in oil and gas because you believe, hey, number one, it's going to save you a lot of money in taxes. And number two, it gives you great monthly income. And number three, I mean, it does, we are looking for that multiple, you know, so a lot of California people I know just don't want to invest in oil and gas. And which, I mean, there are people out there and I, God bless them, man. Hey, it's, everybody has their opinion. Everybody does what they do for a living.
Well, I can add a couple of things to that. I mean, because the reality is, aside from whether or not it's the right thing to do for the environment, a lot of people are looking for, our investment thesis is monthly passive income and appreciation that's tax advantaged and inflation has your recession resilient. And it's really difficult to find those alternative investments that meet that. And what's very interesting right now, speaking with, because I have a $500 million portfolio in multifamily, I don't need to go into anything else. But my investor guide shows that the diversification of the middle class and the ultra wealthy is between 25 to 50%. It's my passive investor guide and on my website for free. And the whole time I've been raising for multifamily, I'm saying, look, they're more than what real estate's a sliver of that. There's a lot of other assets in that 25%, 50%. So where do you go? And so, you know, oil and gas, well, here we are in a year when it's harder to find protection from interest rates. In fact, that's affecting a lot of markets right now. It's harder to find cash flow that's appreciating. It's harder to find a market on a super cycle or on an upswing. And what are you going to do when your stock portfolio is down? I mean, a conversion vehicle that allows you to convert out of it into something that's tax advantaged. And so if you're looking for something that, man, it'd be great to diversify to meet more of the profile of the ultra wealthy, but in something that's tax advantaged, that's in a growth market right now, and that I could potentially get cash flow and appreciation at a time when everything else is potentially on a swing, potentially in down further downward. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
Well, that's a place to put it. That's a place to hang your hat. And that's why I'm working at the affordable housing too, because the government subsidized rents and long-term interest rates. That's a place to hang your hat, even in a cycle, right? Yeah. So it's just, those are challenging to find. And certainly oil and gas drilling is one of those, providing you do it in the diversified fund model that you have.
Yeah.
And you're not wildcatting out in the middle of nowhere and betting huge and sliding your big stack on green 24 and spinning the wheel. You've definitely done a remarkable job of decreasing the risk profile of what traditionally has been a really risky and volatile industry. It's very impressive.
Yeah. Well, thanks. I appreciate that. And we're doing it for our investors. I mean, I know that if I take care of them, they're going to take care of us, right? That's the most important thing. So we're not doing a one well deal or kind of a one project and not being able to sell it. I want to divest it, you know, so if we can just, you know, like I said, give, you know, tax benefits to people up front, monthly income until they get their money back, and then our goal is to get their money back as soon as possible, and then also look to sell that asset in the future, you know, at a half a million or half a billion or billion or whatever. Our goal, I mean, we're looking right now, drilling wells and putting that in there. So I'm very excited about that. We are going to need indubitably. Is that a good word to use?
Indubitably? I'm with you. Yeah, hey, indubitably. I don't know what you're going to say, but I like the word. I'm supportive.
I don't even know where that came out. I don't know. I mean, I read all the time, but I'm not sure. But hey, indubitably, Patrick, we're going to need oil and gas in the United States And it's going to be more for 10 years, Joe. It's going to be more than 10 years. We're going to need it. He said in the State of the Union, we're going to need oil and gas for 10 more years. Well, whatever. This dude. But anyway, I don't think he understands, and he's a politician, but the investment side, it's a great, it's kind of like being in Dallas, Texas, knowing what you know today, being in Dallas, Texas in 2011, 10, 11, 12, and multifamily and crushing it. I mean, just literally crushing it.
Agreed. Now,
I mean, couldn't be better, you know, so I love that. Patrick, so tell me this. Well, I know we need to close up. Appreciate you being on. But I want to ask one big question. What can we do for you? What's the biggest thing that Jay Young, King Operating, our staff, what can we do for you? How can we help you?
Well, it's an interesting comment. I mean, I think you guys are the only operator that are generous enough to put the leases in the fund, to share in the space. Aside from delivering great returns, I think you guys are doing a great job. I think you're getting the word out there and providing access to investments that literally are one of a kind. And we haven't found a runner-up for you. So, yeah. And we liked it.
You guys are doing great.
I'd be happy to give a free copy of my book out to your listeners if you'd like.
Absolutely. So subscribe below, yeah. Right? Is that what you subscribe below?
Yeah, it's Persistence, Pivots, and Game Changers, Turning Challenges into Opportunities. I'm right here on the cover. Little guitarist and Def Leppard, NFL, NBA players are all did a chapter, and Brian Tracy number 4. And if they go to investonmainstreet.com/book, we send out a signed hard copy for free. So contribute that to your listeners and tells my whole story and my wife and I's journey through high tech, losing it, real estate, got no back, moved to Hawaii, you know, it's all in there. And happy to share that out as a contribution to your listeners.
That's awesome, Patrick. Thank you so much. I'd like to have been around your house when you lost all that money in real estate and you wanted to stay in it. And then you stay married. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, that was good conversation there. I'm sure.
I wasn't married, one, two, thank goodness. And two, it took me many years to crawl out of that one. And I came back fighting. And a wiser, more patient man. I'm the tortoise, not the hare these days.
Well, good for you, man. You've done a great job. I know growing your portfolios, obviously, with the assets that you manage right now. And we're so humbled and appreciative of what you've done with us and being our partnership, your friendship. I mean, number one, your friendship. Number two, you know, your partnership with us and trust that we're doing everything we can in the oil field to increase the value of that. You know, at the end of the day, man, it's looking at, you know, fund one, fund two, and or program three and four, whatever we call it. It's growing that and having a good exit for the investors because, man, I know they want, you know, our three things. So really do appreciate that and what they're doing there. So I tell you what, I mean, I don't have anything else. I mean, I really do want to read your book. I know you're probably one of the most persistent people I know behind me. I mean, it's like, you don't give up.
Thank you so much for that. It's a compliment, Jay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that too, man. I tell you, I love meeting people like you because I know, man, it's like, you know, you don't give up. You see it, you got a vision, and you're going to get there no matter what. And you may get knocked off a few times, but you get right back on and do as good as you do. And see, your background is a lot better than my background. So I want to be you when I grow up. That's all I want to do, Patrick.
Well, we both had our failures and successes, and it's made us who we are today, right? And that's the point.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, come see us sometime, Patrick. I would love for you too, and we'll go to the oil field and I'll get them to get you real oily. We'll make sure oil comes out of well at that time, and we'll take you home with a couple of barrels of oil so you can take it back to your, and then we'll see the all the drilling, the fracking, and you know, get you some cowboy boots while you're here, you know, and just you know, hey, and put some big steaks on the grill while we're at the well itself. I mean,
well, I can wear the cowboy hat, and I'm bald these days, so I need the coverage.
Hey, cowboy hat! Hey, we can work that out. No question about it, man. We appreciate you and anybody that go on and look at Invest on Main Street. You know, get Patrick, get his book, learn from him. He's got some great deals coming out, but stay in touch because he is really good at with connections. He makes sure that we're good at connections and staying on top of our communication, which is awesome. I love to be held accountable. But I tell you, I'm going to do something, and I'm just kind of over there, and you're like, JJJJ. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes, sir. I want people to do that. So I'm thankful for you. Anyway, go to the website, kingoperating.com. Go to Patrick Grimes, invest on Main Street. And thank you. We'll be back again next week. Thank you.
Glad to be here, Jay.